Star Market Celtics tonight continues from Madison Square Garden. It is the Celtics and the New York Knicks. We're getting closer, kids, to a real live basketball game. We're very excited about it. Brought to you our conversation by Star Market's Just For You digital app. With a head coach, earn rewards and save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. Sometimes I just get locked into the Netflix, like yesterday, so I wasn't really paying attention. Did anything happen? There was anything going on? Yeah.
I was thinking about your line just there. It's like we interrupt all the juicy good stuff for a short game here. No, but that's kind of the world we all live in, and I think our job is to prepare for that game, make sure we play the best we can.
It was funny because there's different stages, and I remember writing down, like last night, let me make some notes for this segment. And one of the things I was going to ask about, because I think people get curious, before anything happened today, when a major trade is made, like was made here yesterday with Porzingis, what is the mechanism by which, I imagine, find out the same way pretty much the rest of us do. Like, I think we were on the bus going from Newark into the city. And, like, are you talking about it with other coaches? What is the same, like, sort of human reaction when something happens in the league?
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's, at that point in time, we become fans following the story, right? Yeah. But, no, I think that's exactly when I heard about it. Coaches were talking about it behind me and, and then you start thinking about the details of it, and then you start really thinking about how it affects you tonight, because you don't know if the guys from Dallas are going to be eligible pending the trade and the physicals and all that stuff. You don't know who's going to be included in the trade to make the money work. And so these nights are interesting to be in that other locker room. I told a story earlier today about
Indiana.
My second year, Danny calls and says, hey, you're going to have to – sit Jameer tonight, and about an hour later he calls and say, hey, you're gonna have to sit Brandon Wright tonight. And in fact, you remember well, we were doing the radio interview in the coach's room.
Correct.
And Brandon was sitting right next to us because Danny thought it'd be a better idea than being in the open media session in the locker room next door. And about 20 minutes later he calls me and says, hey, Jeff Green can't play tonight. So I walk in the locker room and there's three guys on their phones all trying to figure out where they're headed and where they're going to sleep that night. And then the rest of the guys, I was like, man, they're going to be really down. It's going to be really tough. And they were, to see a friend leave, to see a friend go somewhere else. But with regard to the game, it was like more minutes for them. And so, we played good that night, had a chance to win, went into overtime, and unfortunately came up a little bit short against a good Indiana team.
And it's an interesting thing when guys who are not necessarily haven't been playing, and they know they're going to play and they're going to play significant minutes. We'll get to that, what it means for the Knicks tonight. This is all I can formulate about the questions you had to answer today, which I noticed none of them were about Kadeem Allen or Alonzo Trier or whatever, or the game tonight. This was my intellectual curiosity. What is your role on a day like this when it comes to your job and this team in the world we live in which everybody is talking about things that are said and things that aren't said? Do you have a role, or is the idea of sticking to business and sticking to the game, is that the way you have to carry yourself on a day like this?
So I think, each situation may be a little bit different and may depend on, individual conversations or group conversations that you have. But, my focus has been on getting us ready to play tonight and continuing to play the kind of basketball we've been playing of late, which has been really good. And so I'm really encouraged by how we're playing in the last eight games, and now I want to see if it travels.
How much are you thinking, not necessarily based on that Indiana story, how much mental preparation or thought are you given to what you could possibly be seeing here on the other side of the floor? There was a point, obviously, with Neal Keane injured and with Moutier injured. There was a point yesterday, I remember sort of tweeting this last night, that while the world blows up around us, it was possible David Fizdale was going to have basically one true guard healthy for this game tonight. How much do you have to think through, or is it a waste of energy to guess what you're going to be saying?
No, I think you got a pretty good idea still. I mean, they've had moments all year where different guys have played different roles, different spots. It may be one of those games, certainly, where each guy gets more opportunity and more, and part of that opportunity comes in different positions than they're used to. For example, if they move Trier to the point or Dotson to the point or whatever the case may be, and, play Cornette more at the four with Vonleh, or play Cornette and Robinson together, Canner, et cetera. So I just think that you're prepared for all those little tweaks. And there's, at this time of the year, we've seen all the teams play. You're not going to change your system in a day. You rotate people around and play appropriately. Now, these guys did play some zone against us the last time we played. and you might see some of that type. But other than that, we expect them to play the way they play and just insert those guys into those spots.
As the head coach, you made one point to the Assemble media here before the game about reading the entire transcript of everything that was said today, and it comes across a little differently when you do that.
Yeah, and I don't get too caught up in all this stuff anyways. And ultimately, that is what it is. And one of the – we talked about it the other day. One of the things that makes the NBA so popular is all the talk. And like we just said, sometimes a game gets in the way tonight. But I think ultimately we've got to just focus on the task at hand. And I don't think anybody is thinking too much about, you know, anybody's interviews earlier today.
Hey, we all made it to 7:30. It's game time. It's awesome.
Sweet.
Celtics and Knicks next on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.